This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers. Get 35% off hosting for 3 months with code FIGHT35. NordVPN, protect your IP address online. Get 77% off 3-year plans with code MMA Nuts. Old School Labs, our preferred supplement company. Get 10% off with code OSLMMA10. Echo Terra, eco-friendly mattresses made in the USA. Get 100 bucks off every Echo Terra mattress with code MMAN100. Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 451.
451!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, that's my show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I tried to break the thing on that one. How's that fantastic beer over there? Okay. It says it's juicy.
So let me just
did
say,
I buy that?
Let me just say, you did, but it's okay.
I don't think I did.
Maybe you didn't. No, I think you did.
All right, fuck you, Binnie's.
Local beer, Crystal Lake Brewing.
Usually good, right?
Usually good. I don't want to talk poorly, but every single beer I've had from Crystal Lake Brewing tastes like the lake. So I don't know if they get the water from the lake. Or,
probably.
So it has
it's
like
not good.
I've tried IPAs, I've tried lagers, I've tried like pilsners. It has a weird flavor. I don't like it. I'm not saying it's not good. It's my palate is not great. So, but I will take one for the team, Matt, and I will drink this beer. So
it's like what that shitty beer I had to drink, New Grist, gluten free. I don't feel like you should do this
to
yourself. I feel like you should throw it away. I don't want to see that face every time you take a sip of beer.
I won't. It's fine.
It's like you just taste it like you're eating a very bad asshole. Like, take a shower.
But I'm not going to complain about any asshole I'm eating. So
okay, good. I'm sitting right here. Waiting.
Not that. Heterosexual, very much heterosexual asshole.
Trying to lead me on.
Not homosexual.
Moving right along.
Friendly sexual or whatever.
Speaking of ass eating, how about this UFC card over the weekend? It was in fucking Russia.
Mother Russia?
So awesome.
There was like one good fight on it.
Yeah. The only one I watched was the Volkov versus Hardy. Greg Hardy, who took the fight on short notice. And Volkov fighting cautiously because the last fight he fought Derek Lewis was winning 99% of the fight, and then Lewis in like the last 5 seconds KOs him. So
not good.
Volkov just decides, I'm gonna make a kickboxing match, keep it range. I think Hardy broke his hand in the first round. I don't really care.
Nobody likes that guy. Isn't he the wife beater?
Yeah, he's got some domestic violence.
Yeah, not a fan
shit
of that.
In his
background. Never hit a woman. Unless she hits you first.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are times when
totally
it's warranted.
Kidding. I've never, ever, and I don't plan to. So
I
might choke a woman out if she's out of
Well, it's. I'll just say that. It's maybe better to choke a bitch than to punch a bitch. You know why?
Why?
No marks.
Oh, man. We're in the weeds. Let's get out of this.
You're putting me here. Why are we starting here?
Okay.
Fine, I'll just knock her out. But it's only if it's warranted.
Okay.
And what does warranted mean? Like, if I come home from work and my dinner is not ready.
Then you're going to say, what the fuck?
Fuck, kid.
That sounds abusive, Matt.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my
goodness. Kidding. I don't really believe that. Just kidding. So, let's move right along to the main event of the weekend. Apparently, DAZN is in the Logan Paul business now.
Which is not spelled DAZONE. It's DAZN.
Yeah, the most stupid fucking acronyms ever. And I hate acronyms, by the way. And I think that's what they mean when you use a couple letters to explain a word.
Yeah,
because that is the new lingo. Like, can everybody just fucking spell it out? I'm an old man.
They couldn't afford the O, man.
Yeah.
It's too expensive.
Or an E.
Or an E. Good point.
Right.
But with the O,
what?
It would have made more sense. DAZN, right?
Yes.
But when it's DAZN, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to. How do I pronounce this?
Or just call it zone.
Even better.
Right? You want four letters. Come on, get in the game. So it's a 6-round boxing match. This is a rematch. The first fight, they fought to a draw. 6-round, this is a professional fight. 3-minute rounds, crowd's going apeshit, right?
What?
Bruce Buffer is in attendance because Michael Buffer is the ring announcer.
Oh, I like it. Was this in the UK?
No, this is at the Staples Center.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it wasn't that bad of a fight. It was a hair above the skill level of like a rough and rowdy or a tough man.
Okay.
So they actually
Both guys have some skills?
Well, I'd say Logan Paul had a a little bit more skill than this other guy, KSI.
Whatever that means.
But yeah, I don't know. But let me show you what the crowd looked like. A little action shot from the crowd here.
All right. Lots of fresh white ass out here.
Yeah. This is in the crowd. Like, that's going down. I believe they are porn stars.
Are they?
So someone had tweeted out.
I believe I'm an ass man, Matt.
Damn right.
I just discovered this recently.
Can't deny it. Yeah. Smoogie on Twitter said, according to my advanced algorithm, the algorithm says this is Jill Cassidy, Emily Willis, and Riley Reid.
Ah. How would he know this?
I don't know.
Some kind of.
He's got good algorithms.
He does.
So, yeah.
Whatever.
What does the fox say?
I've never heard that.
Okay. Is that, you haven't heard that song? Stupid song? Uh-huh. What does the fox say?
I don't have a teenage kids in my house, so it sounds like a teeny bopper song.
Yeah. So anyway, these guys are fighting fourth round. A little bit of controversy. Paul hits KSI with an uppercut. Mm-hmm. Then he goes for a single collar tie, hits him with another uppercut. He's starting to crumple, and it looks like he may be hitting him one or two on the downside, right?
Yeah.
But the ref has not come in to separate them like in an MMA fight, right?
Nope.
The ref is just standing over the down fighter going like this.
It's over.
Like, what?
He was old in his defense. Well, he was very old.
Why don't they get in between? Like,
he's scared.
He's threatened by their authority.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I thought it was all pretty legal.
Yeah. I mean, okay. But then this Jagoff decides to take 2 points off in a 6-round fight.
You said Jagoff. I haven't
fuck
heard that
guy.
In a long time. That's
fuck
like a,
that.
That's like a 90s
He's like a jackleg. Fuck you.
Jackleg.
Yeah.
Jackleg Jagoff.
Okay, fine. Jack tooth
Jagoff. That's a lot of
J's. That's a stop. So anyway, so he takes 2 points off. At best, he should have took one. I don't know where he saw two.
Is there some rule in boxing you have to automatically take 2 points?
I've never seen it.
That's like two rounds. You're giving up 2 rounds right away. In a 6-round fight, you might as well quit.
Right. Okay. You're going to have to finish the guy. So then Paul goes on to lose a split decision. It's just weird because I think the point I'm trying to make here is you look at, here we have two YouTube personalities. Uh-huh. First time they fought was in the UK, 21,000 people in attendance, 800,000 pay-per-view buys. This time around, they're at the Staples Center. I want to say there was a little over 12,000 people there. They're on DAZN. They're also getting a percentage of the ticket sales, a percentage of the subscriptions to DAZN, and they each made $900,000.
Whoa! And they're not even professional fighters.
Right. Well, I think this counts as their first professional fight, as I think the other one is an amateur one. But
okay.
First
pro fight.
Because
they were wearing headgear.
Yeah, so they're over a million for sure.
Okay.
But it's just crazy, right?
YouTube, man.
And then let me tell you about the amount of views on DAZN posted a highlight video of their fight. Has 11,700,000 views, and this happened over the weekend.
Whoa, a couple days only.
Yeah, so when I looked at the UFC's YouTube channel, I was like, well, let me just a little comparison. So only 3 videos on their channel have more views. They have a top 20 KOs in UFC history, that's 6 years old. Top 20 subs in UFC history, that's 6 years old. And the last one is UFC 194 McGregor and Aldo Octagon interview, almost 4 years old.
Wow.
So what the fuck is that saying about this? You know, what does it say about the state of fighting when you can have two YouTube personalities? And obviously, what did I say? Logan Paul had a fucking
40 million views,
20
crazy?
Million subscribers or something.
Each every of one his of videos his videos is like 4 million
multi-million
views.
Yeah. Do you need an organization or do you just need hype? Because it's not like they had skill.
Hype always wins. Well, Logan Paul looked okay. Like, got a little nice combo thing going on.
Yeah, he needs to carry his hands a little higher. He's
and
a little
they
low
both looked in shape,
fight.
Which was nice, you know. It wasn't like one of these, like, fat man fighting contests. So, but no, I mean, I think the internet, I feel like we're seeing and have been seeing the changeover from the traditional television model, right? Mm-hmm. That we're used to, what we grew up with, yeah. right? To now, it's this. It's YouTube. It's Facebook. It's Instagram. It's Twitter. Like, people, media is no longer on TV, you know? This is what you're looking at. Like, the money is there. YouTube personalities and these people who create something out of nothing and become mm-hmm. famous on their own without, you know, management and all this nonsense. So I think it's, I don't know. I'm torn because I like it. And then at the same time, I don't like it because I feel like it kind of makes fighting seem amateurish in some respects. And I don't like seeing guys who do this for a living not make money like these guys are making for putting on a spectacle.
Right.
So, but then we're hypocrites if we, because we love the Conor McGregor, you know, like all this, you know, big bad motherfucker fights, all that
right,
stuff.
Right.
So it's kind of hypocritical to say we don't like it.
I mean, well, it seems like we're heading more towards a popularity contest now. It's
true.
Like, and I think that's kind of like what we wanted. And you said about the BMF belt, right?
Popularity.
Like, we have two guys that people like, and now we've created a belt, and it seemed like there was more traction on that than there was on a lot of these title fights. Because,
true.
Like, who, in reality, who the fuck wants to watch Kamaru Usman fight Colby Covington?
Nobody.
Right. And it's two of the best guys in the weight division, but shitty personality on Colby's side and an okay personality on the other, but boring fucking fighting styles,
yeah.
right?
Boring.
Right.
Very
and,
boring.
And it's like, then you transfer over to these guys. At least they fucking went after it.
They
like
did.
Logan Paul and KSI. So I can't fault them for that. But it's just, we're in this weird state of affairs where it almost doesn't seem fair to some of the fighters that, why can't they make a $900,000 payday on their first fight?
Because they're not YouTube famous?
Well, you're not bringing in. You're not a draw. And these guys are a draw with no skill level. I mean, yes, they had some because they've been training for a year and just weird. Mm. I don't know what to say about it.
I think you said it.
I don't know what to say. I just think it's weird, right?
Yeah, totally.
And then this weekend, there's UFC. You have Jan Blachowicz versus Jacare at 205.
Jacare should. Is this his debut at 205?
It might be. I want to say he had one other fight, but this is part of that transition of everyone moving up. So you had Rockhold move up, lose. Weidman move up, lose. Jacare, I thought he had one other fight.
He had one before.
I
can't remember now. Jack Hermans.
More than likely he's going to lose this
it's
fight.
Weidman. No, I think this might be his debut.
Okay. You have Shogun versus Paul Craig. I think someone dropped out of a fight. That's why Paul's fighting.
Shogun is still fighting, huh?
Yeah.
The
I think he's
Shogun.
Still ranked in the top 10, by the way.
Whoa. Okay. It's been around a while.
A little bit. And you have Charles Oliveira fighting Jared Gordon.
Should be exciting.
It's, meh, you know. And then Errol Hawani pulling in the show this past week had The Rock on the show.
Oh, yeah?
And Nick Diaz.
At the same time?
No.
Okay.
It was too much chaos.
Okay.
But The Rock was saying that the Masvidal versus Diaz fight was the second highest, or second largest fight since they've been on ESPN Plus, with the only other fight that beat them being the McGregor versus Khabib fight.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was big. I thought it would be bigger than that fight, actually. So it was surprising to hear. Then we go to the Nick Diaz interview, and I could not watch any of it. I watched about 15 seconds because it was so bad. I don't know if he's high, drunk, CTE'd out of his mind. It was almost like watching that fucking Mayhem Miller on 60 Minutes or
brutal.
Whatever
yeah.
that was.
HBO. It was HBO.
Real Sports.
Real Sports, yeah. He kept that guy.
Yeah, I can't watch. No. I don't want to see this shit.
Well, maybe Nick has got some issues, you know. Maybe he's just been high as and vegan.
Yeah.
Or something.
Something. And it sounds like he wants to fight Jorge Masvidal now. Because he beat his little brother.
Well, yeah. There's that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Think that's going to go well for him.
Not after being on the sport for this long. I mean, you
3 years?
You can contend, but...
Yeah.
Masvidal will fucking kill you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He will double baptize you. I think that was what Nick's problem was. Like, you can't say you just baptized my little brother. Fuck, man. And then what other gibberish he was saying. I'm out. Like, okay. If you can't talk coherently. Like Chuck Liddell when he's all mic pulled up.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I gotta be out.
You don't want to see that train wreck, huh? Yeah.
You got any other news?
Well, yeah. Speaking of the Diaz brothers, Nate Diaz retired from MMA earlier in the week, and then unretired.
Typical. Nobody stays retired for that long.
It was like 2 days. I wanted to get your take on this because it sounds like, is this one of those like I retired, oops, I fucked up, or I retired because I want to stay relevant, and then I unretired to stay like what is going on with Nate?
Well, I think a lot of his talk was probably from the post-fight press conference where he's like pissed off because they stopped the fight. Mm-hmm. And why does he do it? I mean, it's a Diaz brother kind of thing. Like, I'm going to retire. I'm not retired. Who said I was retired? Like, you just did, motherfucker. Like, no, I didn't
say that.
I think there's a little... bipolar in their world, a little schizophrenia. I don't know what these guys are on, but
I think good. Nick's got some version of Asperger's, I think.
What's that?
We don't like other people. You kind of like to keep.
Well, he seems like he does have a little social anxiety. Awkwardness.
Yeah, anxiety. Yeah. So, but Nate, I don't know. He's just fucking crazy and high or something. Oh, hey, here's another piece of news.
Go ahead.
King Mo had his retirement fight over the weekend.
Yeah, Bellator
got KO'd early, like a minute something into it.
Yeah.
But apparently, Bellator best ratings in the last 4 or 5 months. They had a huge viewing. Looks like 320,000, something like that. 315,000 views, which is the last time they did that was in July, when Julia Budd defended her title against Olga Rubin. So. I mean, still a draw, King Mo. But that guy has been getting knocked out for like a long time. And he's still getting, like, do you see a trend?
I don't trust anybody that wears a tiara.
Good point.
Those fucking princesses?
Yes.
Not a fan.
I mean, he looked in great shape, but he just, I think the chin is gone.
Yeah.
So.
It happens.
In MMA?
Sometimes. What else happened over the weekend? GSP allegedly got married.
Ooh.
I'll post some pictures.
To himself?
Yes. A beautiful black woman.
Oh, wow.
And he also allegedly has 3 children with the same woman.
Three children?
Here's him there.
Are they triplets?
And I think there's some honeymoon action.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
With the GSP.
He looks very white, and she looks very not white.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, white as fuck.
But I'm wondering, remember when he took time off from the sport?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's right about the time he allegedly knocked her up.
Fathered 3 children.
It's like, man, I got some shit to sort out, all right? I can't talk about it right now, but it sure
like,
seems
literally,
like...
I have 3 kids.
Yeah.
I had no kids yesterday, today, about. 3 kids.
Yeah.
Are they triplets?
Well, I can only semi-confirm one, but the rumor is he may have 3.
He's doing some shtupping, huh? He's like
but I still think he's gay.
He's the champ. That means nothing. Many gay men are married and have children. It's got nothing to do with
that. No, he gives me that vibe.
Okay.
Does he give you that vibe?
The gay vibe?
Yeah.
He did, but I mean, this might be swaying me in a different direction. Maybe he's bisexual. Or maybe he's just French-Canadian and weird.
Yeah, he could be French-Canadian. You might as well be bisexual if you're French-Canadian.
Yeah, yeah. The accent.
You don't know if you're coming or going, right?
The demeanor. Do you have any GSP impersonation you can do?
No.
I am not impressed by your performance. No, that's terrible.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
I have to listen to him for a good hour before I can get into it.
All right. Hey, the Matthews. He come good, to my place.
You're Italian. You're cooking pizzas.
A pizza pie. Yeah.
For the GSP.
For the GSP.
How about this Ryzen Bellator poster? This thing is pretty fucking epic. It's so epic, it doesn't even fit on my screen.
That's crazy.
1229 or 1231. What? There's two. So that's the card that they're doing, Fedor versus Rampage and Chandler versus Benson Henderson.
Oh.
Benson Henderson going for his millionth loss in Bellator.
Is he still using the toothpick?
If he's not, he probably should, because maybe that'll help him out.
Yeah,
he's having some rough luck in the Bellator, which is weird.
Yeah.
Life I think tough. He's trying to be natural, where the rest of the guys are trying to be unnatural.
Is he also, like, not eating meat? Is he a vegetarian?
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, did you see this video of Darren Till showing Tyson Fury how to do the MMA?
Yeah, I thought I had it, but go ahead.
Well, I'm showing it to you now, and I'm just wondering, okay.
That's a different video, because the video I saw was elbows and knees from Tyson.
This is like a 15-minute thing, so there's a lot going on. They're working against the cage. So, I mean, it's kind of like... Darren Till is not in the size range of Tyson Fury.
No, well, he's at 185, so he's probably a 200-pounder, but Fury's probably, I forgot what he is. I call it 260.
At least.
Because he's like 6'8".
Yeah, so I'm kind of confused why these two are working together.
Because Fury wants to come into MMA.
No, I know he does.
But I think it's because they're in the same country.
Ah. Okay. Can you see Fury doing MMA?
Sounds like that's what's going to happen, but I think Dana White is against the idea. It never goes well for the boxer transitioning. I mean, Fury, if he has the right opponent, could be successful, because obviously he's not going to do jack shit on the ground, so you can't put him up against any fucking heavyweight that has any ground skills, which you could pick and choose. You could go Francis Ngannou.
Todd Duffy.
Okay, I pick Tyson Fury all day. I like that one. But you know what I'm saying. Overeem, maybe. Oh, Arlovsky for sure.
Yeah, but he's got the Sambo.
Yeah, but he's going to get knocked out before he'll get to the Sambo.
Okay, all right.
But.
Not like a Cain. Well, Cain's retired.
Well, he's done.
You know.
But Stipe Miocic is being such a bitch. He's saying, oh, I want to fight Tyson Fury. In boxing, more than I want to fight Daniel Cormier.
Definitely not Daniel Cormier for Tyson Fury.
No.
That would be a shellacking epic proportion.
But, of course, Miocic is saying, I would rather fight Fury than Cormier.
Big payday.
Well, it's an easier fight.
Yes.
Cormier beat him. Cormier almost beat him again. The only reason Miocic beat him that second time was because of his shitty game plan. But, you know, we're getting a lot of this MMA fighter versus boxer talk again, because you have Masvidal talking about, I want to fight Canelo Alvarez. Now you have Miocic, I want to fight Tyson Fury. And I would be okay with it if we're going to do 1-1.
Yeah.
And that's what I wish Mayweather or McGregor did. I'll fight you in boxing if you fight me in MMA next.
It's never going to happen.
Because you're going to fuck me up on one side, but I'm going to fucking destroy you on the other side.
Yeah, Mayweather's never going to take that fight.
No. and Canelo will never do it, but Tyson may do it. Tyson, he could possibly do it. One on one side and one on the other. But, again, why would you do that when you're making bank in the boxing world?
Maybe he's trying to improve his brand. I don't know. Maybe there's money to be made.
Like, that's the video I saw where he's throwing elbows and knees.
There's money to be made, so he's looking for that. Maybe he's bored, you know? He just wants to try something.
But the money's in boxing, not in MMA.
I think you can have money in MMA. Look at this fucking little guy. They got some 5'2" guy in there.
Yeah. Oh, it's my turn. Like, what are you
what
talking about?
What the hell
about?
Is this guy doing?
Oh, that's Darren Till.
That's Darren Till. There was a little guy.
Well, this guy's 6'8".
Here he goes. Who is 6? Oh, here, this little guy.
Oh.
What's he doing?
He's trying to get some action.
Looks tiny.
A little ring time in.
He's got the red shirt. It's the power color.
That's right.
What else you got?
So, Bellator. Ooh, what's going on here? I clicked that. Does something happen? I don't know what the hell's going on with this touchscreen bullshit.
Did you say this before or during the show that this was the most booty intensive show?
Yeah. So this is Bellator 226. I feel like we've seen this a couple times. Albert Gonzalez.
Fuck.
Gonzalez. Why would you throw an inside calf kick?
I don't know.
He threw it right to the inside of the shin.
That's nasty, though. I don't want to watch
it
again.
Oh, he checked it. It was knee check.
I saw it twice. It's nasty.
I watched it three times.
It's so nasty.
I don't even care anymore.
It's like,
I feel like we've seen it four times now. Corey Hill, Anderson Silva, Albert Gonzalez.
It hurts my feelings
and somebody
to watch
else.
That, Matt.
I feel nothing anymore. I might start jerking off.
You're dead inside, man.
I am a little bit.
You're dead.
My black heart gets semi-hard watching.
You need to have some feelings. We need to
I always love when I try to stand on their foot and then it just blows out and they fall down.
And then they look at it and go,
And the other guy's like, I'm out. Oh, fuck. That looks very, very bad.
Yeah.
Like, no shit, champ. Saw Chris Cyborg said she wants an Amanda Nunes rematch, so she's asking for a Bellator versus UFC cross promotion fight.
Okay.
Do you think we'll actually see that?
I think they might make that happen. I have a feeling that's possible.
Yeah.
It's going to start with the females, maybe.
Especially that one, because the UFC has no fucking 145 weight class. They could probably give a fuck about that, but why not do a one-off? I mean, you could do a one-off on that, and then I don't know if they would do other fights, but why not on that one, right?
I don't know.
Seems like that's a fight. That's the only fight for Nunes, and that's probably one of the only fights for Cyborg where it's a relevant fight, right?
True.
And you can sell it?
Yeah.
Do you have any other news?
I do not.
I do a little tweet of the week?
Tweet of the week!
Yeah, I feel like we need epic
tweet of the week
kind of
shit.
Like
two pairs of titties or something. Come down.
I was going to say testicles, but titties.
Titties would be better.
Of course.
I think our fans would prefer titties over testicles.
I don't know. So,
or literally titties over testicles, like on the same screen.
I'll put it together. So MMA EJ says, massive respect to Thug Rose for growing out a mustache during Movember.
Oh, damn.
That does look like her.
It does. It's kind of.
That's a shame.
It's shady, though.
What else we got here? Oh, Barstool Sports says, good luck beating this squad in Call of Duty. And this is Mia Khalifa, Lisa Ann, Brandy Love, Alexis Texas, Riley Reed, and Madison Ivy. And then the guy says, I'm going to get railed this game. And I have to do research, right? Uh-huh. I feel like it's my duty to see who these ladies are, because I only know like one of them from last week, or maybe a little longer than that, but I'll just say like last week. So let's see what these ladies look like. So we have Mia Khalifa here. Okay.
Whoa.
Here's Lisa Ann.
Uh-huh.
Brandy Love. Are you gonna happen? Alexis Texas. That's the only pose you're gonna get her in for me.
Uh-huh.
Riley Reed.
She's like tiny compared to the other women.
Yeah. She's skinny mini. And then Madison Ivy.
Good God.
Looks like she's ready to do some work at school.
This is like, these are porn stars, obviously.
Yeah. And then let's go to, this is why we don't watch fake wrestling. Here is Ken Shamrock, his latest endeavor.
Yeah.
Doing some of the fake wrestling. So
looking in shape, though.
What's going on here, Ingo? Got his hand on his dick.
What?
Yeah. And this is where I need the twist his dick guy!
Oh my God, it's,
he's,
an MMA
he's hurting his hand with his dick.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Shamrock's like 73.
Oh, he's doing got him back there.
Great wrestling.
But he's looking in good shape.
Yeah.
Can I be in Ken Shamrock shape when I'm that age? He's definitely on some
shit. He just had a heart attack. I saw it. But anyway, I'm going to overlay that. Twist his dick! That guy?
Okay.
Give me the old dick twist.
Okay. Never grab another man's dick unless...
No! Unless, especially not in public.
No.
I'm going to do that shit, you do that in private.
Unless...
What?
Unless, if he's trying to kill you, that's totally okay.
Okay.
I would say.
Fair enough.
Right?
That's something that didn't quite fit in there, but Sage Northcutt was talking about his fractures in his face from his last fight.
He got the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, and he said he almost sliced through the nerves in his face all the way through.
Whoa.
That's how fucked up his face got. And would he have a stroke face then? Like, if you go through all the nerves in your face, do you get
is
stroke face?
Is he
going
to fight again, you think?
Well, he said he hasn't fought in or even trained in 6 months since that because he hasn't been medically cleared yet.
Wow. Severe injury.
And that fight was at 185, and he says he's going to go back to 155 because when he was in the UFC, I think he was 5-0 at 155. But what the fuck? I thought 1FC was no weight cutting, and how are you going to go from 185 to 155 if you're not cutting weight?
Don't know.
Just get more facial fractures and hope you chunk off some bones in the process?
Apparently so.
We'll put carbon fiber in.
Yeah.
And then maybe it weighs less.
You'll be,
that's what they do to vehicles, right?
You'll be lighter. Yes. Take the back seat out and shit.
That's right.
Whatever that means.
Less, no airbags, no safe, no brakes.
Pull it all out.
No air conditioning. Fuck that. Nope. I hear it.
No stereo.
Moving right along. Let's do a little astronaut. So,
okay.
MMA History tweeted this out. This is the same day, November 12th, 1993, 26 years ago today. The first UFC event in history took place in Denver, Colorado. He's like, there's no question here, but I just want to say 20 years ago, or 20-year-old me in college was watching that live, and that's fucking crazy to say. It's 26 years ago and watched the first one.
Yeah.
On that stupid black box. Well, it wasn't stupid. You paid, like, $150. You got a black box, and you could watch whatever.
Anything.
Even
all
the
even porn.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Can just watch, like, 70. I know that's, you'd be like, this guy is in heaven. He's, like, 70 bushy porn.
Yeah. But, perfect. I mean, we even had it so you could, we had a little switch box where you had, like, an A, B, and C.
Yep.
So you could switch the cable to upstairs. So you could turn a channel on in the living room, and then the TVs upstairs could have whatever was on in the living room.
Oh, wow.
It was
cool.
Very low-tech but high-tech for the time.
Cool.
And I want to say the pay-per-view was $9.99 or $14.99.
That's it?
Yeah, it was super cheap. I think it was $9.99, actually. But
okay.
You have the black box. You don't have to pay.
Nah, you're paying
totally
nothing.
Totally pirating. I don't know anything about that now. I'm just saying back in the day. And then 3 years ago today, Conor McGregor becomes the first double champ.
That was 3 years ago?
Yeah, and the same day.
Wow.
So first UFC and then the first double champ.
23 years later.
Yeah.
Makes history. The champ.
Yeah, now there's like a million.
True. Trendsetter.
Well.
That man made a lot of money.
Yeah. And will he come back? Yeah. Fight Jorge Masvidal. You want to come back?
No.
Come on.
That's a bad day for him.
Come get it. And then there's been a lot of fighters saying they're scared before a fight of late. And I forget the list, but Diego Sanchez was taking exception to that and saying something along the lines of, that's some pussy shit. Like, what do you think about the state of a fighter, like, saying you're scared before the fight?
Well, it's interesting because I think it was it the Ed Norton podcast with Joe Rogan? I think it was. That he was talking about how Hickson Gracie was in the movie The Hulk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And talking about like how martial arts and the competing in martial arts, it's not a state of, it's actually what it is about. It's controlling your state of being, like your aggression and keeping your calm. Like mm-hmm. So when guys come out and say they're scared, I feel like they haven't reached like that next level of professionalism. Because I think of a guy like fucking Dan Henderson, right? Or Gegard Mousasi. Mm-hmm. When those guys come out, they don't look like they're going to go fight in front of like 20,000 people. They look like they're in their robe going to get the fucking Sunday paper.
They look like they're at the fucking Mario Tricosi about to get the massage. Yeah, like you're like, in your robe. Like drinking the fucking water with the lemon in it. You're like,
yep.
I'm about ready. Let's do this massage thing. You
That's
know?
The state that you should be in as a professional martial artist because you need to harness your calm, right?
Yeah, you need to be relaxed as fuck.
And guys like this who say they're scared, I think they're still battling something internally that makes them uncomfortable with what they're doing, which it's not a comfortable thing, obviously. But I'm saying you can kind of like train that out of yourself. That's part of the job of being professional, right? Mm-hmm. In sports is, you know, that's why you got sports psychologists, because I think that they help you do that, right?
Well, I think GSP falls into this camp too of being scared before the fight.
Always, yeah.
And I think it can be helpful to some people. And even, what was Chael Sonnen? I remember when he was talking about fighting and thinking about
the way out?
Yeah, like,
yeah, you can always quit. You can always quit.
The
option is always there to quit, he said. You know, but you have to let people know that you know, that's there. It's okay to talk about it, but you can't take that option.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know.
I don't understand that option. I'm on the Diego Sanchez camp. I don't understand that fear. Like, to me, I always enjoyed a good fight. Like, if I'm in it, like, oh, you want to fight? Cool. Yeah. See, cool. Let's go.
This is why
I like
I
to get punched in the fucking head.
You
want to punch me a couple of times? Good.
I'm a lover.
Because then I'm going to get fucking fired up. And then I'm going to hit you even harder.
Yes.
But I think it just depends on who you are. Some people thrive on that, and then some people fear it, but maybe they rise to the occasion. Like, it's probably just different for everybody, right?
Well, you know, and that's one thing to say too. Like, I have the psychology thing I'm doing, mm-hmm. right? So that is a thing. Like that's you take on. So there's a productive way of work. So guys who are extra aggressive, for example, right? Mm-hmm. That maybe they have the option of going out and robbing a liquor store and killing a bunch of people, or they become professional athletes and beat the shit out of people
mm-hmm.
professionally. In an accept, so like what, so this, that's why you end up with guys in sports who are high aggression, right? A lot of times, because the alternative is they might go out and do something crazy like that. So that's a healthy way of doing it. But I feel like some guys get into the sport, maybe that's not their calling necessarily. And then they're struggling with that mental thing. I think it's 99% mental. Mixed martial arts in general.
Well, it's a high percentage for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be like, you know, fat and.
You can't be Roy Nelson.
I knew you were going to say that.
That fucking fat bastard. Fuck that guy. And his body. And Ben Henderson. No, that other dickhead.
Ben.
Who did Jorge Masvidal just KO in 5 seconds?
Oh, Ben Askren.
Thank you.
Yes.
Henderson's on my head from
Ben
earlier.
Ben Askren's a little pudgy.
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, can't win them all.
Want to see Megan Anderson smoking a cigar?
Sure.
Okay.
She has a lot of tattoos.
Yes, she does. Hmm. I don't know what that one says, but I think Daddy was here. Like, be aggressive. Her panty line. Anyway. Moving right along. Jared Christensen asks, he says, who's scarier to fight? A godless commie-type Russian like Fedor and Volkov? Or the religious fanatic Amish beard-type Russian like Habib and Zabit.
I think the beardless feared. I'd say the beardless.
The Russian or the religious?
The religious.
Ooh, okay. I want to go with the Russian.
They have Jesus on their side, Matt.
I never saw any emotion out of Fedor. And I think that scares me. But, I mean.
Why?
What? The.
The lack of emotion?
Yeah.
I think he's a broken
man. Happy or not happy.
He feels
you
nothing.
Can never tell. And those are the guys that are the scariest.
He's Russian.
Well, Habib is too. Religious fanatic. You could go either way on that one.
You could.
Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Roll. Pound sign Matt Rabe Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. I'm still trying to figure out the type of guy Tony Ferguson is.
Oh, geez.
And I came up with some more theories, and I appreciate the thumbs up, middle, and down response. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy who wakes up his whole family to let them know he's going to sleep.
That's great.
This next one's already got me. I don't even know how I can get it out. Working on it. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to flush his toilet with a spinning elbow. You got me.
Yeah.
Tony Ferguson is the type of guy who makes weight and then goes back in the sauna.
It's
that Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to kill his own parents in a dark alley and then become Batman. Yeah, I might go down
like
on that
one.
That's very dark.
I'm not sure what we're
going to Tony Ferguson is the type of guy who buys you a beer and then talks to you briefly about jumping people. You're in the middle. I don't know
you're
where
in
you're
the
going.
Weeds, man. You started, this is a strong start.
Yeah.
I feel like we're slipping.
You got to mix them up. Would you rather live in a world filled with superheroes, but the crime rate is twice as high, or be the only superhero in a world where the crime rate is half? And then also, what powers would you guys have?
I'll take the second one. My power would be, I would have a superpower where I can make women orgasm with my mind.
You're just zapping them?
I'll just zap them.
That's funny, because mine was just going to be, I want to be able to deliver a facial to anybody, anywhere in the world, but then I want random shit said. Facial. Like,
what do you mean, like a facial?
Yo, fuck yeah. Like, I'm punching one out, but then it shoots all the way across the world, and then I have drone cameras so I can see how it lands, and then I want random, like, video fuck? Game phrases or movie quotes, so you have, like, an NBA Jam type thing, like, he delivers the facial! Or, like, what else are I don't know. And it's all over, just like that. Are you not entertained?
I want crazy
shit.
Facials.
Like, yeah,
that sounds scary. That would suck.
Just walking out of the street and then, blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, not like a fucking regular. I'm talking like a Peter North
gushing.
Times 10.
Like a gushing.
Like you may, like a tsunami of cum.
A tsunami of cum. I feel like you need a shirt that says that. I'm bringing a tsunami of cum.
What are you offering? What do you have to offer?
Yes.
I'm bringing a tsunami of cum.
Okay.
Moving right along. Would you rather know the uncomfortable truth of the world or believe a comforting lie? I'm very confused by
this. I'll take the uncomfortable truth.
Fair enough. Truth. I don't know what that was.
Always truth.
All right. We're going to give one to the zombie show, so I'm going to have a little sip. All right. MMA Nuts Zombie Show, episode 2.
Ooh, there's a lot of words.
Hope, part 1, always. That's why I don't always look at the camera, because I'll fuck up. It's hard to go up and down.
That's what she said.
You're damn right.
Ba-dum-bum.
Unless she takes it in the can. The episode starts with Matt looking at the sunrise of Lake Shore, smoking a Cuban cigar. He ponders about life, saying, same shit, different day.
I like this.
Before putting his sunglasses on. Meanwhile, in the camp, Ingo is giving a speech to everyone new about taking care of each other, saying, all right, everyone, listen. Looking back at what we've done this year, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. But we built something here. We built a community. We can't rebuild the world if we don't rebuild ourselves. I know a lot of you are scared. Living itself is an act of courage, especially now.
That sounds like shit that I would say.
But the only moment we can be brave is when we are afraid. The group of survivors gets motivated. I feel like they are # super motivated.
Yeah.
And starts to help each other on tasks. Matt arrives saying, nice speech. Practiced? Ingo replies, I improvise, and then laughs. What's up? And then Matt, we got to take care of this crazy religious guy around the north. Could be a problem for us, and we could use the bounty to get more antibiotics for our camp. Ingo says, all right, let's go. You guys prepare your stuff. Matt wears an open leather jacket. With the back logo saying, here comes the rape train. A white pride t-shirt, jeans, and armed with a shotgun.
I feel like it just needs to be a comic.
I know.
It's pretty solid.
Ingo uses a black no-sleeve shirt with the front logo saying, call me your sugar daddy.
I like it.
Armed with a katana. You guys head north. Continue. I wrote it off. Here we go.
Okay.
Ingo catches the worst case of explosive diarrhea ever recorded in human and or zombie history. but he somehow manages to hold it in until we reach the crazy religious guy up north.
AKA Matt Hughes.
When we get there, we see a figure in the distance. He appears to be wearing a conductor hat and riding on one of those little trains from the show Silver Spoons. He's holding a Bible and looks mildly retarded.
I feel like I'm having deja vu. Did this happen already?
It might have.
Okay.
But before this guy can open his mouth, Ingo opens his asshole and says, "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorn." He unleashes a tsunami on shit on this mildly retarded fellow and drowns him unmercifully. Then he rips a page out of the Bible and wipes his culo with it. That means ass in Spanish. Where does it go from there?
I wiped my culo.
You just wiped your ass with a page from the Bible.
I did.
That may or may not be Matt Hughes. I'm not quite sure.
And then I would probably say something along the lines of, "I'll be your Huckleberry."
Hmm. Go back to Tombstone.
Hmm. And
are you bringing hell?
Then something like that? I would make a sandwich.
You should make a grilled cheese sandwich. Dip in a little tomato sauce, like
you're getting fancy.
Like au jus.
Au jus, tomato au jus.
Au jus.
Yes. We'll put some butter on one side and another, and I'll toast
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you could use like a panini thing.
Artisan bread. Artisan bread. Artisan bread. I like artisan bread. Nice crust.
Ooh, you know what I miss? I haven't had in forever because I'm gluten-free bullshit. Sourdough bread.
That is delicious.
I used to get a sourdough pizza bread at Woodfield Mall. There was a company that used to make it. Oh, yes. Top notch.
And then there would be a harem involved after we feast.
Fair enough.
There will be a harem.
That we and then we acquire all the followers that whoever said mildly retarded train conductor had. I think there were about 2.3 followers, right?
Yes. 2.3. And they would service us for whatever,
it's all about service,
whatever we need.
It's probably one of these ladies from Fuck, Marry, Kill, Celebrity Edition number 67, Adult Adventures number 3. Let's start with Abella Danger. I like that pose. Sometimes you have to strike a pose, and she's nailing it.
She looks Hispanic. That's a lot of
she's
ass.
She's nailing man. It. Carly Gray.
Good Lord. What are you doing, man?
She's nailing it, too.
That's like an ass-heavy show.
That's what like I said. And then Kelsey Monroe, wherever she is.
Her ass is so big, we need
good
to scroll.
Lord.
Scroll back.
Yeah. All winner, right. Winner, chicken dinner. Mary and Kelsey. Oof, that's tough.
We're gonna have to kill the first one.
All right, I think I'm gonna fuck her because she kind of reminds me of that one chick from who's that dirty celebrity who had the naked pictures? It was like the Mockingjay.
Oh, the Mockingjay.
Yeah. Who's that chick?
Oh man, she was in the Mockingjay. Hunger Games.
Yeah, Hunger Games, that chick. She's dirty. There's a lot of naked pictures
it's
of
late
her.
Late at night, I can't think anymore.
You know who we're talking about. Oh, Jesus Christ, we're past the witching hour.
Yes, we are. I'm going to pee my pants.
I am too.
This glass.
I am too. Let's just fucking, you know what we're talking about, that chick.
A lot of ass on the show.
Knowledge review. Knowledge fucking, you see the gender fucking reveals are getting out of hand here. I'm going to need volume for this. Oh, my God. People are dying, apparently, from gender reviews.
What?
Gender reveals. I can fucking talk.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, hey, now. That's a gender reveal?
Yeah.
Hang on.
What the fuck? What the fuck are we doing? She's farting out. Baby powder in the color of whatever the baby is going to be. What the fuck are we doing here? I'm really intrigued by this, and I don't know why.
Why is everybody wearing, like, no pants?
Right, it's no pants Thursday.
What's happening? And that lady's going crazy.
And they're all about 250. Can I just get that sound over?
Can I ask you a question? Is it weird that I'm turned on at the moment? It's like,
well, that's what I said. I'm really intrigued by
this. Pantalones are tingling.
It's almost like she's smoking out her asshole.
This is like a nice little.
I don't know.
How did you find this?
I don't know. It's all online.
Yeah, but how do you stumble upon that?
I don't know. Shut it down. I got to piss so bad right now.
That has been this week's Shishamanet. My name's Igor Weigel.
Thanks for playing.
That's weird.